Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. Now, every month, or every week, actually, as you check into the show and listen, I really hope that you feel my passion that this element of change, we're all dealing with something, you're not alone. And I hope that my guests and I provide some really cool tips, strategies, ideas that you can apply immediately after listening. For me, it's all about hearing a thought or a topic or an idea, applying it, because it's all about the results. And of course, I do want you to get some type of results on your navigation of change in life. Now, to help you on that road also, I have a free communication style assessment. It's really customized for you. It's a quick assessment you could take online. You get a short report which shares your superpowers, and you get a little report that shows your blind spots. I think the blind spots are even more important understanding, because if we don't know what our blind spots are, we could shoot ourselves in the foot. So take the assessment. It's free. It's at whitmanassos.com/CSA for communication style assessment. It's free. It's my gift to you. And again, I hope you use it as you navigate your roads of change. If you're loving the show, please subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And I would love for you to share it with your peeps, your family, and friends so they don't miss an episode. Again, my guests and I are just on a mission to help you just approach life in an easier way. And I hope that you get that from the show. So my motivational quote today that you know I love to start with is by Audrey Hepburn. And she says, "Nothing is impossible. The word itself says I'm possible." Now, what does mindset have to do with business? And do you know if you have a successful or maybe even a destructive mindset? Do you even know what I'm talking about right now? Worse yet, do you fear that perhaps you're thinking, Connie, I think I might have a destructive mindset? Yikes, right? So here's the deal. My guest today and my wonderful friend, Jenny Rice, she's going to help us dig into really understanding our mindset so we can choose, and there is always a choice, to create a successful and positive mindset. So are you excited? Because I know I am. So Jenny is a mindset and an accredited executive coach, speaker, podcast host of Winning with Wellness, and the president of Your Holistic Earth, a global community advocating holistic wellness, connection, and professional collaboration. Now, this inclusive community unites health seekers, leading experts in holistic wellness, and heart-centered businesses, a holistic online marketplace and directory that connects those who need help to those that help others. Improving overall wellness and prosperity for all is the name of the game, and Jenny and her team support, guide, and helps us thrive. So please help me welcome Jenny to the show, and I'm excited for our conversation, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm just as excited as you are. I think it's going to be we get our energy spikes when we're together, so this should be quite hilarious.
Yes, I know. Can you stay as high as we are, right? And oh, by the way, when I say that, we're high on life, people. Yeah. Don't start going down that road. Well, Jenny, for the people that know me, like, I'm the biggest nerd and dork alive. So they're thinking, yeah, she's high on energy, that crazy one, right? It's fun. It's fun. And I hope that we do help others spike their energy and really inspire them to think about, what is my mindset, right? So tell us a bit about, I always like my guests to start with your journey and what brought you to do the work that you're doing today.
You know, sometimes I feel like it's a story that probably everybody's lived in a little bit. Sure. So it's unique to me because I lived it. If any of you listening resonate with it, I encourage you to tap in and hear what I did in order to shift my mindset. So I would say it was about, oh my gosh, yeah, I'll be 50 actually in June. So it was about 10 years ago, about 8 to 10 years ago, I was really in a place where on the outside looking in, my success was extremely obvious. Beautiful home, beautiful family, career, all the things, accolades, great bank account, everything was amazing. But I was suffering in silence and I wasn't sharing it with anybody. I was waking up in the middle of the night in cold sweats, having panic attacks. I was constantly having this internal dialogue on repeat that was extremely toxic and negative. And I spent my whole life feeling like an imposter, like waiting for somebody to figure out that I actually didn't know what I was doing, which was really ironic. And I find it very interesting in that headspace, because I was successful. I was happy. I had a great life. But because I was choosing, okay, that word you used at the beginning, which is so powerful, I was choosing to traumatize myself through my own self negative talk, my own self beliefs that I borrowed from people that gave to me along the way of my childhood. And so that led me to a moment in time where I found myself extremely fit and literally connected to a heart monitor. So I was struggling. I went to the doctor there and I'm like, I'm not feeling very good. And she listened to my heart and she's like, there's something odd with your heartbeat.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was a rough one. Cause like I said, I mean, I had like the abs, the six pack, the whole thing. I was fit and, you know, I'm the epitome of health. What the heck is going on here? So you would think that would have been the catapult that actually, you know, propelled me. There's usually a catalyst that moves our direction.
Sure,
and it
sure.
wasn't till the morning that I woke up with this machine attached to me, and I'll never forget it. I woke up. I'm half dressed because I'm covered in all these wires. I'm in the bathroom. I can actually feel the heat in the air from the, you know, the vent blowing on my skin. It's making my skin kind of, you know, prickle up. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm just like, who are you?
Wow.
You know, where, how did you get here? And what was interesting is even in that moment, nothing really triggered. I knew something had to change, but when I had to walk out of the bathroom and I walked into the hallway and my girls were standing there and I had to explain to them what was on my body and why, that was the brick wall.
Wow.
That was coming to whoever you believe in moment, the spiritual 2x4 up the side of the head.
Sure.
That was the moment when I realized that by living the life I was living, working really hard, because I had this belief system, you had to work really hard to be successful, by not sharing that, you know, I had a fixed mindset. I was terrified for people not to see that I was successful and I needed, you know, I was standing in that. And it was in the moment of realizing that I was emulating this for my girls, that I was, this was their mirror, this was their example, this was their legacy. And it was in that moment that I literally crumbled. And I woke up and was like, I am choosing to suffer. That was the epitome of all of this. It was so powerful to me, was I was choosing to suffer.
You know, and that's so fascinating. The kids, right? We're moms first. And when you have those moments of clarity where, holy crap, this is what I'm teaching them, because we know we learn subconsciously, right? We learn through watching and observing. We don't just learn from A equal, you know, plus B equals C, right? It's not always that, you know, traditional type of learning. So that, and girls, right? They were your girls. So here you're emulating what a woman, a mom, a successful working mom should look like. And the last thing you want to do is cripple your kids with that exact life. I love that word mirror, right? That you are a mirror for them. And you're thinking, holy crap, isn't it easier to see for someone else or through the eyes of what someone else could be, right? Like, oh my God, if my daughters become me, that's not a good thing. And that's just so ironic, right? I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, I agree. I totally agree. You literally are like, whoa, this isn't good.
But up until this point, it was okay for you to torture yourself like that. The other thing I wanted to comment on. So yes, I have those moments with, I have boys, but I think, oh my gosh, what are they learning from me, right? As the female model in their life of who are they going to choose to marry? What do those relationships look like? I think of that often, you know, who do they want to marry? You know, is it someone like me or is it someone 100% not like me? Because maybe I, you know, I'm weird to them or whatever, right? So we're constantly in that mom mode and thinking, how can I help my kids, right? We don't ever want to hurt our kids. And the ironic thing is, and I tease my kids, you'll be going to therapy and that's okay. Because you know what? I tease them all the time, Jenny. I say, you know what? You didn't come out with a manual. I'm doing the best I can. If there was a manual when you did XYZ, I could go, let me look that up. There was no manual. So when you have to go through therapy, you can blame me. I have big shoulders. And here's the reality of everybody listening too, right? Moms and dads both. Yeah. We do the best we can. The thing that I just want to focus on also is you said you had a fixed like perception or persona of if people know I'm successful, that would be like a bad thing. They're going to think that I'm an imposter. And I struggled with that same exact thing many years ago. And when somebody brought it to my attention, a healer, energy healer, and she was like, you struggle with success? No one had ever asked me that. And I said, uh-huh. Like, I was like embarrassed because it was so ridiculous. She was like, why? And I go, people are going to think I'm a crook. She was like, what? Like, anybody that knows you would know that that's such a false thought or a even just a false impression. Yet in my mind, if I was successful, I must have been a crook to get here. And that just held me back and held me down. So I love that you shared your story and that I was able to share that little, you know, little piece of my success, right? Or lack of success or fear of success, whatever you want to call it. Everybody's got something they're dealing with. You know, and I said that at the onset of the show, really everybody listening, you're not alone. And you know, I think sometimes that just makes us feel like, wait a minute, these two chicks seem to have it all together, right? We don't. We're a hot mess too, right, Jen? You know, come on, get real.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
And so, you know what's beautiful about the freedom of choice is I get to share the truth. You know, I get to share the reality. Like you say, some days I hit 5 o'clock with my face sliding into the carpet.
That's exactly right.
It happens.
It's exactly right.
You know, and I just want to, you know, echo what you shared. The reality is I've worked and been blessed to work with so many incredible professionals and individuals out there. And we are all experiencing the same thing in varying degrees.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I really, honestly, Connie, I want to echo to the people listening, you are not alone. And you have choice to change your destiny.
I agree with you.
You have choice. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's define for everybody, because I oftentimes we use phraseology and what it means to you, what it means to me, and what it means to someone listening could be very different. So to ground the conversation, help me by defining what does mindset mean and how can we create or shift that mindset so that we do have a more success. Again, that word is, you know, it's another word that we have our own perspective. But what is mindset and how can I control or change it?
So interestingly enough, mindset is, to its core, is a person's way of thinking that influences their mood, their disposition, and their attitude. So it's really, if I can make it even simpler, it's the driver of your bus. It's the chauffeur you put in charge of your journey or your pathway or your direction that you're going. So the mindset is really, it is your superpower. If you don't have any other superpowers, one of mine is curiosity, but if you don't have any other superpower, this is the one you get. This is the one that's your default. It comes to you no matter what, is your ability to choose and your feelings around a situation. So when we think about what a fixed mindset is, so Carol Dweck is like the godmother of mindset. If anybody's ever interested, look her up. Her books are incredible around mindset. And she created the belief system and the understanding around two mindsets. Everything else stems from this foundation. Fixed mindset is that you're born with it. Growth mindset is you develop it. Trust me, there's a lot more to it than that, but that's really the core of the two. And what's really important to understand about that is we all have both within us. So being in a fixed mindset doesn't make you a bad person, and being in a growth mindset doesn't make you the best person. Depending on our situation, where we are in our lives and what's happening, both of those are going to show up depending on what's happening. So what we're going to encourage people to think about and get excited about is moving into that growth mindset more readily and more often, if that makes sense.
It does. And again, you go back, we're human. We have free will, and that free will is to make a choice. I think though, I think Jenny, sometimes the choice, when you're of clear mind, right, and you're happy and free and all those things, I think we see things with more clarity. It's more obvious. When we're in distress or there's some type of hardship or a sad situation or sadness or betrayal, whatever it is, that vision or that mindset becomes very cloudy. So I think that's where we're disrupted and probably fall. I don't know if that makes sense, but we're falling between that growth and that fixed mindset, right? And I'll just give you an example. With COVID last year, my business literally stopped. I had built it for 20 years and it stopped and everything started going digital. I had to learn Zoom and create, you know, what platform am I going to bring my classes to? Like what? It was all a foreign language. And I remember being tremendously overwhelmed. And for me, when I get overwhelmed, it's dig in harder, work even harder, put in more hours. You can figure this out. Pull up your big girl pants, move on, suck it up. And I did that from March till about probably November. And it was 12-hour days, 7 days a week. Figure it out. Stop being a baby. And this is what literally ran through my head. And then I remember around Christmas time, you know, the holiday, and I said to my husband, I can never do what I did to myself this year. That was insane. For whatever reason, you slow down at the holidays for family and whatever, you know, all of those kinds of things. I wasn't working, you know, you shift into family mode. And he's like, you were insane. And I said, I just can never do that to myself again. That was really unhealthy. I felt so compelled though, Jenny, because I was at such a loss of overwhelm. I lost clarity, but I think that happens to everybody.
Well, and one of the things that's really important to remember is you were really in a reactive mode.
100%.
And we forget that if we slow down enough that we can move more into a responsive mode. And what's interesting, you know, when we're in those places in our time, it's we need to kind of do what I like to call a bird's eye view. We need to step back and really look at the situation and take a deep breath. And you alluded to a really important part is that sometimes we feel like life is happening to us,
absolutely,
not for us.
Absolutely.
Right. And we're being pushed down and, you know, look at me, woe is me. And trust me, I've been there. I have absolutely been there. And it's in those moments that we need to really slow down even more, which it sounds counterproductive.
It is.
I know.
Yes.
But if we slow down long enough, we can actually find ways to look at it in a different perspective, because perception and perspective are going to be the most vital things if you're feeling in that negative energy, that negative space, and getting in tune to what your body's feeling. You know, like I think back to the time I was hooked up to that machine, I had two choices. I had to listen to what was happening to me and become accountable to myself and what I created and step into it. And you know what's interesting? You shared you worked harder, you worked harder, you work harder. And of course, I was kind of raised in that. I come from a long line, a very honorable line of entrepreneurs, and they were hardworking people,
yep.
Successful, but hardworking people. And most of us don't realize that our mindset, especially, is rooted in our history. So it comes from ancestral belief systems. It comes from our siblings, our parents. It comes from our experiences in school.
Yes.
And so it takes a lot of time to reprogram our mindset. So anybody that's listening, as you work through this process and start trying to shift into a new way of being and in a power place, a place of choice and control, you're going to fall off your wagon. Okay. You're going to deviate back to that area that's comfortable and easy because it's easier on your brain. It's what it knows. So, you know, it took, so in my case, it took 50 years to build that habit. It took time to build out of it. And do I slide backwards? Of course I do. But what's beautiful is I'm in a place of awareness now that I see it quicker. It doesn't hold me hostage as long, and I move out of it faster. So that's one of the gifts I want to make sure that everybody hears today, that anything's possible, and it takes time to redevelop, and that's okay.
Yeah, there's a quote, and I don't remember who said it, but you have to unlearn to learn, and then unlearn and relearn, and then unlearn again to relearn. And it's that whole reiteration, right? For me, that's that reiteration of life, that we think we got it, and then something in the world changes, and you're like, I don't have it anymore, right? And then you have to, you know, figure out what that next step is. But I do agree that mindset is the most powerful thing. And Jenny, like you, you know, I backslide too, where, you know, it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. The overwhelm, I'm just like, oh, is this what life is about? Like, this just sucks. And then the next day I'll meet somebody and we'll collaborate and we'll create something. And I think, oh, life is the best it's ever been. You know, so we vacillate between these worlds because, again, we're human and we have, you know, we're having these human experiences, and you're not alone. Again, I hope everybody's hearing, you're not alone. And maybe your story is slightly different, but you're not alone. We're saying the same thing, right? We're really saying the same thing. I want to talk about mistakes and failures, right? Because we all make them. We're human, again, mistakes and failures. I like to think of my failures as failing forward, because I always feel I'm able to look back on whatever I messed up on, whatever the failure was. I don't love the word failure. To me, it's a negative word. But a misstep, right? That maybe it took me longer to get where I wanted to go because I made it harder on myself, right? So a little bit of a misstep. But if you learn that, I feel like that failing forward is how we learn to go, oh, I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to do it, you know, this other way. So mistakes and failures, we all live through that. Is there a way to get to a place where we can almost get comfortable so that we can? And I like how you said, you know, you almost have to slow down to speed up. And I never took the time last year to slow down. I probably could have sped up exponentially compared to what I did. So how do we navigate in that world where we can get comfortable with these and identify them maybe quicker?
So I love that you brought this topic up. It's one of the things that changed my life, actually. I think of all the work that I've done on myself, and probably the biggest one was learning to fall in love with mistakes and failures.
Yes.
And I invite people to hear what I'm saying and take it in and marinate with it a little bit, because when we look at mistakes as a finite thing, that it's like, this is a mistake and that's it. I am considered a failure. A couple things happen. We're in that growth mindset. So guess what? If you believe it, it's true. That's the reality. You've made a mistake. You're a failure. That's it. You're kind of stuck.
That's right.
So if you get excited about moving into the growth mindset, and this is where the magic happens, failure becomes something to celebrate. Failure is a place where the magic seriously happens. So I always want to ask my clients and the people I'm talking to. So you, those of you who are listening right now, I'm going to invite you to look at mistakes and failures as an opportunity to investigate ways to do it differently. Become curious, get excited, because a mistake is a failure if you don't learn from it.
That's right.
If you learn from a mistake, it's a discovery. So I love to throw out a few things. You know, we think of James Dyson, right? The Dyson guy, the guy who made the vacuum. Do you know that he made 5,127 prototypes before the first vacuum hit the market? I'm sure some of you have heard that before, seen the meme or whatever. That's insanity. You know, Walt Disney was fired from a job for not being creative. If he had believed that as who he was, that mistake defined who he was, or the failure, would we be going to Disneyland? Right? So what's so important about mistakes is this is a chance for you to develop and grow and become an investigator in your life and your experiences. You know, I'm going to invite all of you to think back to when you were a child and you were learning to walk. Many of us don't remember that, but that was a magical time in our life because we failed constantly and the room would roar for us. So as a mom, we just shared, we're both moms. I think of my little girls learning how to walk and I'm like, yes, you fell. Woohoo! You know, get back up and do it again. Somewhere along the lines, we go from it's celebrating people's ability in the task to defining them by the task, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's where we start thinking that a mistake is a failure and I'm no good. So if we think of math, for example, I really try to change how I communicate to my daughter. She's really exceptional at math, which I'm not. So I'm always like, I'm really impressed with your ability to do these math equations. And it's not you're good because you do these math equations.
Absolutely.
Right? Because if she fails math, it has nothing to do with her personality. Has nothing to do with her person. It's the skill set that she needs to develop and learn. So it's shifting. And so anybody listening, I want you to become an advocate. Like, get excited to fail. I'm the president of this amazing company. And I'm telling you, I always start our team roundtable with, okay, guys, I have an idea. And it might fail, but let's see what happens.
Yeah, and I love, see, a couple of words you use, curiosity. I think we have to approach life from a curious perspective, because if you're not curious, then you're accepting what is. And is that right for you? So being curious, is there a better way for me? Not for Jenny, but for Connie, right? So that curiosity was number one. Number two, what you said when we equate the mistake with failure and then we stay there. Really, if someone says to you, you failed, that was such a vital mistake. How could you have made that mistake? What's wrong with you? We've all heard these phrases, right? That's them projecting their own self-doubt, right, and self-worth issues and whatever, but we take it on as ours that, oh my gosh, I'm a piece of crap right now, right? Instead, you
know, of, and the best thing to, sorry, go ahead.
No, the best thing to, go ahead. The best thing to do, you understand what I'm saying, right? That they're projecting onto us. That doesn't mean we have to accept it. So what's the best thing for us to do?
So what I love to do when someone projects, because they're in, you have to mirror what you want to see change in people.
Agree.
People won't change, for one, they don't know, and two, they need a model of it. So I always like to say, well, I appreciate you feel that way. Can you tell me what I could have done differently to meet your needs?
That's beautiful.
And if they can't tell me, then really they're just, it's hot air. But if they can tell me, I'll say, you know what? Next time I'll take that into consideration.
Right. Great feedback. That's wonderful feedback.
Yeah, thanks so much. And, you know, a growth mindset is terrified of feedback. A fixed mindset is terrified of feedback. A growth mindset craves it. Tell me what I could do differently next time. Get excited. For any of you entrepreneurs out there or people that work in business, ask your clients and customers what you could do better. What could you do differently? Listen to them. It's not like you suck. It's, hey, if we let's level up, what do we need to do? How do we do it differently?
Yeah. And I love that, level up. Yes, leveling up. And I like the mirroring. It's so funny because when my kids were little, you know, they would say something and it would be like, I can't. And I'd say, well, can't doesn't exist in our house, right? The word can't means you don't want to try, right? Or so here's the choice. If you don't want to try, that's fine. Don't tell me you can't because you don't know, you didn't try. If you're choosing that you don't want to do that, that's fine. We don't have to do that. But don't tell me you can't because you don't know if you can or can't, right? That's a false statement. And then the other thing I taught them is when they would say something negative and I'm like, that was a really negative phraseology. So think about when you say that, you create more of whatever it is, right? So let's just change that phraseology to something more positive. Well, now my kids are 21 and 24. So the 24-year-old's graduated, living home. You know, the my little guy is graduating in May. But the big guy will say to me, his name is John. He goes, I'll say something. And he goes, Ma. And I'm like, yes. And he says, the universe just heard that. I think you want to change your phraseology. And I burst it because it would have been something, you know, I had a long day, something negative. And he'll be like, the universe heard that. Do you want to rephrase? And I say, yes, you're right. I'm going to rephrase. And then, you know, we giggle about it. And we talk about it. And I say, thank you for calling me out because you're right. I could have spun into that negative mindset because I had a rough day. I was tired. I was fatigued or whatever. And by him saying that, that, my energy goes up. We giggle. We have this great dinner. We're having this wonderful conversation, and that positive energy flows. So I agree that mirroring becomes super, super important. And now as adults, they're mirroring back to me. Mom, did you hear what you said? And I love it because, again, the conversation changes throughout the household, which I think is important.
Oh my gosh, yes. And you know, and then again, this is this whole thing is remembering in, you know, if we cannot echo this enough, you have choice. You have choice, you have choice, you have choice. If your life sucks, change it. Yeah. And I don't mean you have to do drastic things. It could just be you need to go to sleep a half an hour earlier. You know, it could be that you need to tell the truth to somebody that's in charge in your office, that maybe you've got too much on your plate. I'm a chronic yes girl. So maybe I've said yes to too many things and now I can't measure up. There's no way I'm going to complete it all. Just remember that you are in the driver's seat of your life and you get to have choice. And when you stand in a place of choice, it's easier to become more into that growth mindset place because you're conscious. You're connected. I find for myself, and again, I'm speaking for myself, when I'm in a fixed mindset face and space, I tend to be like robot mode, Jenny.
Yes, yes.
You know, like I got to the store in the car and I don't remember how I got there. That's what we all know what that means, right? So it's becoming some days because I'm generally a very positive person. Some days it's hard to be positive, but I know if I put my positive spin on every situation, like you said, talking to your boys, it changes the game. Our thoughts become things.
Yeah.
Our thoughts become things.
Yeah. I don't think we're out of time, but this is, I think we have to do another show, Jenny, and I'll see what feedback I get on the show, but mindset is critical. And you know, when I train, right, I'm training sales, talking about sales, and when I say to people, listen, we're going to talk about energy for a minute, right? I'm in corporate clients, right? I have clients that are executives, and we're going to talk about energy for a minute. And it's like, what? You know, pattern interrupt. And then, but I say, you know, we are energy. We're exchanging energy so that just because someone is toxic in your life or your boss is toxic or whatever it is, you can repel that and almost change their toxicity by sharing your energy in a positive way with them. The mirroring, what you described as mirroring, right? But we are energy sources. So be mindful and respectful of your energy and what you're allowing in to your vibrational space. But we all vibrate. And I, you know, we were giggling that we have high energy. My vibrational energy is very high. I know. And it's really very, I'm very tall also. I'm 5'11". So I'm not a wallflower. I'm not a little petite thing. I'm pretty ginormous, right? 5'11" woman. But when I walk into the room, I don't think it's my size that people see or my curly hair. I think they feel me. But oftentimes my husband and I could be walking through a store and I'll see people stop and look at me. And I think, is my nose running? Like, is something wrong? You know, y'all immediately go, why are they looking at me? I think they just feel my energy or they see my aura without realizing they're seeing the aura. So you really do project. Think about what you're projecting, because what you're projecting, you're going to get that back hundredfold. So toxicity, you're going to breed toxicity. If you have that positive, high energy, people are going to pause and look at you because they want to be around you. They want to mirror what you're doing. And don't be ashamed of that or shy away from that. Freaking stand into your greatness, man. Step up and be your best self, because we have one shot. We have one shot at this life. Make it your best life yet. And you have a choice. I fully believe that too, Jen. You have a choice.
I know. Yeah, and I'll just reiterate, I just want to leave that thought about energy, especially for those of us that are like, oh, I don't know about that so much. Have you ever walked into a room right after somebody's had an argument?
Yes.
And you feel the energy in the room?
Absolutely. And it doesn't feel good.
Exactly. It's proof that we are all connected by energy.
Yes, absolutely.
We want that feel good energy, exactly, like that draw that you talked about.
Absolutely. So, and we're out of time, but I just, really quick story, it was one of my corporate clients and we were training. They were a new client. It was the first day I had trained with them. And they had all different levels, from very low level all the way to like middle management. So it was a mixed crowd, which we usually don't do. But, you know, I loved it because they were all asking such great questions. And I felt, I hope the executive's listening to that. I hope you heard what the executive said. So all of that sharing of perspective, I think is just valuable. Well, at the end of the class, they were downstairs in a downstairs room, and I always clean up. I know that I'm, you know, they should be cleaning up. I do not leave a mess behind. So I'm cleaning everything up, organizing, putting the markers back and what have you. And the woman who's the head of HR, the director, she comes down and she looks at me. And now as I'm cleaning up, my heart was so filled that day. Jenny, I don't know why. They were so engaged and intuitive and they were asking such great questions and they had me contemplating such great things. It was just such a beautiful engagement of to me, it was like soulful, right? About 20 people in the room. She walks in as I'm cleaning up and she looks at me. She goes, what happened in here? So now they had to walk by her office to leave the building. And I thought, wow, did I misread today? Did they not, the first time I had been in this client, did they not feel what I felt? So I said, why? I said, did they not learn today? She goes, learn? She said, I don't even know. I didn't even see anybody. I walked in. She goes, I felt tingly and electrified. She says, my heart just, it's like it was lifted. I said, what? So now I'm going, you believe in energy? Because I'm in a corporate client. This was probably about 15 years ago. And she's like, yes, do you? And I go, well, let me just tell you what. And this was my thought. And it was such a soulful day. And I was, I go, my heart was full. I don't know a better way to describe it. She goes, well, when I walked in, I felt that beautiful energy. She goes, it washed over me. It felt great. I'm like, holy crap, this energy stuff really works. So she and I, then I stayed another hour. We talked about the universe and energy. And you can feel it when it's happening, and it's just a beautiful experience. So why do we repel it and think, no, I better not feel that? Feel it. It feels good. It's okay to have other people feel your positive energy. Stand in your greatness, man. I really believe that, Jenny. I loved our conversation today.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much for having me. You and I could definitely go on for hours.
I know everybody listening is like, all right, girls, we got enough. We got to tone it down. Our energy is off the charts. I need to go to sleep now, right?
Thank you all so much for listening and being here. And just remember, we see you, we hear you, and you have choice.
I love it. Great, great last words of wisdom. And everyone, I just hope truly that you enjoyed the show today, both the energy, but hopefully the advice and tips and strategies that hopefully you take one little microscopic piece, bring it to your life and just watch the magic that happens. If you need more Jenny in your life, which I always need Jenny in my life, we live too far away. She's up in, you're in BC, Canada?
Yes, I am.
The other side of the world from me in New Jersey, right? I'm like, if we live next door to each other, I think we'd be in trouble.
We would be in a lot of trouble.
Right? But if you want more Jenny in your life, please check her out. Go to her email. It's jenny@yourholisticearth.ca. She is in Canada. Or visit her website, which is yourholisticearth.ca, and check her out. Of course, if you need more Connie in your life, which I really do hope everybody does, please go to my website at whitmanassos.com. My free stuff is, I have tons of resources, the free communication style assessment, my books, my master classes, all the things I have going on. Please check it out. I do hope that Jenny and I inspired you so that you do check out all the cool things that we have available for you on your journey of change. Jenny, thank you again for being on. Truly a wonderful show. And I hope we've motivated and inspired people to just seek a different perspective. Curiosity. Let's leave them with that word. Curiosity.
My favorite word.
I know. I love it too. And everyone, I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together. No matter what change that you're navigating through, I really do hope my guests and I inspire you to take that next step on that journey. And hopefully we make that step just a smidge, a little bit easier for you. Really, that's what we're here for. Thank you again for tuning in. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. And I wish everyone an inspired week. Please take one of the tips or the ideas that Jenny and I shared with you today. Just implement it for the next week or so. Report back. Let us know what happens. And I guarantee some type of positive, magnificent, magical change will happen. Be inspired, everybody.